Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Chuck Martin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a good friend, the author of Smarts, also the author of Tough Management, and many other books. He's one of the top management experts in our Brain Trust. Chuck Martin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good to be here. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you. Chuck, you do a lot of polling of folks. That's one of the things that you do. Your research company does quite a bit of polling of folks, asking them what they think, what they see, what are they experiencing. What do you get picking up these days?
Well, we just because of all of the obvious Wall Street dynamics going on right now, we just did a survey of our executives and managers. And these are senior executives and managers. 2,000 of them in 50 countries, predominantly the U.S., but definitely nationwide. And we asked them, when it comes to the recent Wall Street troubles, how significant do they expect the impact on their department or organization to be? And they're actually exactly split, 50-50. 50% believe the impact is going to be significant. 50% believe it's going to be insignificant. And only 9% say it's going to be very significant.
And all right, and significant meaning significantly bad or significant? How? Are we presuming they mean bad?
We didn't ask good or bad. We just wanted to know if it was going to impact them.
Ah.
I mean, we're presuming it's going to impact them negatively.
Okay.
But interestingly, there are more, like 19% say it's going to be very insignificant. So in terms of departmental impact or company impact, it's not overwhelming. It's very rare that we get a 50-50 split in our research. What's more interesting is we then asked about the personal impact versus the business impact, and the majority, 68%, said it's going to impact them personally. So it's much more of a personal hit than a company or business hit that they're seeing.
Any idea why?
Well, we don't know. We were actually kind of surprised at this. We always survey things that we don't know the answer to, and I always guess before we do the survey, and I always guess wrong what the answer will be. So, that's kind of our benchmark. Well, this must be good research since we didn't guess it. I expected the business impact to be much more significant than the personal impact, but it's overwhelmingly personal. So I don't know. We got some incredible verbatim comments right in.
I'd like to hear some of those.
We said that. That's why. Here's one. That's why greed is one of the seven deadly sins. let's see. I'm concerned that the media and many of the politicians are trying to talk us into a recession. Not every segment of our economy is in trouble. Some businesses
that
are
is a smart
thriving.
Person. That is a smart person who said that just right there.
Yeah, and you must hear that from some of your
well, listeners. I'll tell you, that's exactly right. And see, this is the tone that I'm trying to establish on our show, and when I speak to audiences around the country, Chuck, is we've got to differentiate between the negative hysteria and the positive reality. And the negative hysteria is what you hear in the mainstream media, and it's what you hear going on in Wall Street right now. And the positive reality is what we see when you and I walk out into the marketplace in our hometowns. Chuck, I mean, I'm still in my house. You're still in your house. I still have a job. You still have a job. Most people have a job. Unemployment today, Chuck, I don't know what it is at this moment. But 3 weeks ago, it was 6.1%, which is lower than the 30-year average. But if you hear the media talking about unemployment, you'd think that we'd fallen off of a cliff. If you hear them talking about the reason why these banks are going under, is not because people aren't paying their mortgages. Most 90 8% of all mortgages are current. But because the securities that those mortgages have rolled up into now have no value, that's what's taking the banks down. Not that the mortgages and the real estate's not performing, but that the securities that they made them into are not performing. And that's the best delineation, in my opinion, between Main Street and Wall Street.
Right. Well, a lot of the businesses and a lot of the individuals, you've got people, as you mentioned, who have been paying their mortgage and they're not over their head in debt and things are kind of okay. What we're hearing is a lot of those people saying, wait a minute, why don't I get some of this bailout?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, see, I know you don't have a mortgage, Chuck, but I do, and I'm making my payments. Stand by, 22. We're going to be right back with our good friend Chuck Martin right after these messages. Stay with us.
I spent a lot of money and I spent a lot of time.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them for you. No barriers to entry. Chuck Martin is all over both of our websites, and he's our good friend, and he's with us right now. He's the author of Tough Management, also the book called Smarts, and Are We Hardwired for Success, and also a Fay book he calls Coffee at Luna's. So, Chuck, tell us how we can find those at your website.
Well, our website is www.nfiresearch.com. And everything is there, as well as a global study we're conducting that all of your listeners are more than welcome to participate in. It's free, it's anonymous, and we share the results with everybody.
All right, so check that out at nfiresearch.com, right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, and the author is Chuck Martin, if you're looking for him, if you're Googling him or looking for him on Amazon. Chuck, we're talking about... what I wanted to ask you now is you were giving us some of your survey results of people that you surveyed. When I talk to small business owners, I'm not hearing them say that their business is not doing well. I've given a number of speeches in the last few months around the country, and I asked the audience, raise your hand, tell me how many of you is your business off? How many of you is your business doing just fine? And I'm telling you, on a 9-to-1 basis, I'm getting more hands raised when they say their business is doing well. I talk to a lot of people who are speakers. A lot of my members, like you, Chuck, who do speaking around the country, you're invited to go places, and that's a pretty darn good barometer of how the economy's doing, Chuck. When the economy's really off, those people, their work is off. The speaking tour, the speaking gig thing is off, and my Brain Trust members are still doing well with that.
Yeah, everyone I talk to in business, it's the exact same thing that you just described. So I guess I'm wondering where the problem is.
The problem is here, Chuck. It's a perception, either a real or a perceived lack of trust. Some of it is real and some of it is perceived. The real stuff has gotten so bad that people perceive that it's all bad. And I think there's just a lack of trust in the financial markets on Wall Street. And then to the degree that that stuff rolls downhill and actually hurts us, either in a reality or an imagined way, that's what's going on right now. Because Chuck, as we've been saying, there's a lot of positive stuff going on in the economy right now.
That's right. What's interesting is we do, and we've done this several times over the last couple of years. We ask basically your optimism level over the next 12 months. How are you, how are you viewing when it comes to here's one. When it comes to the overall strength of the economy over the next 12 months, what do you believe it will do? 72% say it will decrease. Okay, got that, 72%. Then we say, when it comes to your personal level about your own business over the next 12 months, 60% are optimistic. So what you have is people saying, "Oh yeah, things are, I'm really, really down. What about your
right.
own?" No, my business is fine. But boy, everybody else is.
Well,
really
you know,
screwed.
The political parties saw the same thing. They were asking people, "Okay, what do you think about the way the nation's going?" And they and you know we got this like 80-90% vote of people saying, you know, we think the economy's on the nation's on the wrong track. And then they say, "How are you doing?" "Oh, I'm doing fine."
Right. So what looks based, this is based on our research, and we've done several of these things that point to the same thing. What it appears is that people have a perception, for whatever reason, whether it's the media or what they read, whatever, a perception that things all around them are really, really bad, and things are going to get really even worse.
Right.
And then when you look at what they're doing themselves, everything is totally fine.
Well, see, this is
where everybody else who's in trouble.
And this is where I come back to these two terms that I've been talking about this week. And that's there are two things going on. There's negative hysteria, and then there's also positive reality. And I've been trying to get folks to say, okay, I'm going to avoid the negative hysteria. I'm just going to turn it off because I'm going to identify it for what it is. It's negative and it's hysterical. And I'm going to focus on things that are positive and real. Now, not that you tune out things that are negative, because there's some real negative things that you got to deal with. We all have to.
Well, can you imagine? And I'm just having this thought right now. If for the last say 4 weeks, communications did not exist. There were no newspapers, no
yeah.
radio, no
yeah.
TV. I mean, it'd be bad for you, I'm sure, but
you mean except for my show?
Right, except for your show. But imagine if nothing occurred, where you didn't hear any of this for the last, say, 4 to 6 weeks. What would people be thinking at this point about their optimism or pessimism level of the future?
It'd be a lot more positive, wouldn't it?
Well, it's like if you go on vacation and for say 2 weeks, and you go to some island somewhere and you don't read a newspaper, everything is actually fine.
Yeah.
Mainly because you don't know, so you don't have this angst about it. And what you have now is you can't turn on anything in media without screaming headlines
right.
of disaster pending.
Like
right around the corner, it's going to be. Just before the bailout, if it didn't get bailed out Friday night, the world is going to fall apart. Well,
right.
It didn't happen Friday. It's happened
yeah.
Monday. Okay, if it didn't get bailed out Sunday night, the world is going to fall apart. Well,
and that's what
Monday.
We're waiting on. We're waiting on that next thing to happen to bail. And that's the wrong mentality. We should be saying, "I'm going to take charge of this. I'm going to take charge of my life. I'm not going to wait on the government to do it." That's the wrong attitude, folks. We got to do it ourselves. Tintel, quick break. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. We got our good buddy Chuck Martin with us, author of Smarts, also Tough Management, and NFIResearch.com. Right, Chuck?
That's right.
That's where you can find all the things that Chuck does, all the surveys he does, and the books that he sells, and that he has written also, by the way. Chuck, what do you think? What are you making of all this? What's your advice to us based on what you hear people that are responding to your polls, to your surveys? You're a business person. You're out there in the marketplace. You're teaching young minds part of your time. What's your best advice to us now?
Well, what we're seeing is there's a lot of pent-up anger. Let me read you. This is a comment from one of the survey respondents, and this we hear this kind of thing a lot. So people in business are smart, and they kind of know what's going on, really. Here's a quote from somebody, an executive who wrote in. Starting with Congress passing the quote "please loan to anyone" laws, to all intermediate "let's get the fee" firms, ending with bad investment products. This is the worst financial market mess in my investment experience, being in
yep.
69. Now the 535 clowns in D.C. point fingers at everyone but themselves. And so people can...
That is absolutely the most succinct statement of what exactly has happened and what exactly is wrong that I've ever heard anybody make.
Yeah, is that great?
I'd like for you to email me that quote. I'm gonna use that. I'll attribute it to Anonymous, but I'll tell you that is exactly what happened.
Right.
And guess what else? Almost none of that had anything to do with Main Street except the mortgages.
That's totally right. The people, your listeners, like, they have legitimate mortgages. They have legitimate credit. They are not the problem, which
that's
is
right.
What really drives people crazy, because you have the overwhelming majority of people have done everything right.
And that's what makes that's what's making people mad right now.
Well, it's unfair. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And people who have been in business for a long time, they understand ethics and fairness and deals,
right.
And
right.
Good deals and bad deals. These are bad deals.
And that's what I mean when I say Main Street believes in, has values and believes in itself. And those 535 clowns you were talking about and those investment bankers, all they believed in was the almighty dollar.
I think you and your listeners should come up with some kind of a phrase and just branch that out into the marketplace that I don't know what it would be. The equivalent of, drill down, those kinds of phrases.
How about I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore?
Well, some kind of a slogan that says business isn't as bad as you think. Business
that's
isn't
right.
As bad
that's
as
right.
Washington. You know, Washington, New York, that's where business is bad.
That's exactly right. Well, that's true. No, that's what I've been saying that for years now. I've been saying that there's a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. And there is one little teeny tiny thing that I'm hearing, a little undercurrent that I keep hearing. For the last 20 years, Chuck, I've been noticing how many times politicians actually refer to a small business or to small business in general.
Right.
And until about, well, George Bush really started talking about it back in the, you know, seven or eight years ago. He was really the first one to really start saying it very much. But more and more now, and if you remember in the last debate, you heard both candidates invoke the name of small business many times. That's the only thing that I'm seeing positive for small business come out of Washington. We actually are people that they recognize exist now.
Yeah, although most businesses are small businesses.
That's right, 98%.
Actually, some of the big businesses are going to become small businesses.
They've become very small. Some of them, Bear Stearns became very tiny, didn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
But Lehman Brothers is a small business.
Yeah, it is now. What do you take from all this, Chuck? I got about a minute left. What do you think? What would you recommend that we do, practically speaking?
People, I'm not an economist or, I don't pretend to be, but this is the time for people to kind of hunker down and do business, stick to your knitting here. All this stuff that's going on outside is just kind of bizarro world. It's just this alternate universe.
Yeah.
And call a congressman. Call someone who theoretically represents people in Washington, and tell them what you think.
We're going to have to be a bigger part, a more active part of putting this Humpty Dumpty back together again, aren't we, Chuck? Main Street is.
That's absolutely right. Tell them, you've got to. People need to make their voices heard right now.
If we're gonna get capitalism back the way it ought to be, the way Main Street needs it to be. We're gonna have to be more involved. Hey Chuck, NFIresearch.com, right?
Always, yes, that's it.
That's the way. Hey, thanks. Always a pleasure, Chuck, to have you. We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.